He spoke to me for 5 minutes or something. He was asking when we're leaving already. And I suppose she was very, very happy.
So you're coming back to see him for more than 2 days?
Four days or 5 days. But I don't know. I don't know if it's even finished yet. A lot of time. Usually people try when they're alive.
It's because they're so happy that you're here.
That's just about 5 minutes before you put through a bag out of the street. Thank you very much. It was a lot of work, I know. I appreciate it. Look at that coffee. Hey, Prajumna, you want to come for 1 minute? I have a comment for you.
What's up?
You're not going to be happy.
What?
Dr. Rupa doesn't want to bring any books. He said there's only about 20 copies left, and he feels we should save them.
Only 20 copies left? I thought it was 100.
I know.
No problem.
We're gonna have to reprint a lot of things. I need lighting because I get to work. I need some time. I need an ashram. Thank you.
Mojana.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Singha Gora Govinda Deshikavaram Satatam Namami Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachira Jachi Adileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Vidoya Dariya Bola Goranga, kaha goranga, kaha gorangera namale, chejana goranga vaje, se hoi amara pranare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nishaiva padam Bhakti Labhya Prema Bhidana Paramapumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir api gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sampaya Pitva Rishayustat Priya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Brajabala Bapahima pancha kalpa darubhyascha vipassindu vyahevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shrivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we've been speaking something the last few days about the nature of Vaishnava Seva and how important it is. And on the first day we spoke something about the importance of seva and how that's the ontological position of the soul, the topmost position, and how there's different types of ananda. There's Vishayananda, but higher than that is Brahmananda. Higher than Brahmananda is Premananda, but higher even than Premananda is Sevananda, the happiness of rendering service. And then on the second day we spoke something about who is a Vaishnava. How do we see a Vaishnav? How do we recognize a Vaishnav? If we're going to say that Vaishnav Seva is so important, well, we should know who a Vaishnav is. And after careful consideration of many different statements and stories, we accepted the conclusion offered by Jagadananda Pandit, who says that Vaishnava Chiniti Nai Devita Shakati, that even the demigods, they're not able to ascertain who's a Vaishnav and who's not a Vaishnav. And we accepted the conclusion offered in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Vaishnav Dharma is to offer respect to everyone. And Aise Vaishnava Dharma, Sabare Pranati, Sei dhanmadvajija iti nahi rati. Vaishnava dharma, Vaishnava behavior, the intrinsic quality of being a Vaishnava, means to offer respects to everyone. That's the nature of a Vaishnava. But dharmadvajis, pretenders, pretentious devotees, they have no attachment for this. That was our second day. And then our third session yesterday, we spoke something about the difference between Vaishnav Seva and Guru Seva. Mm-hmm. And we spoke on this verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj from the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahikupe kamabhikama manuya prapatan prasangat kritvatma satsirasina bhagavan grihita Soham katam nivishijetava britya sevam. Where Prahlad Maharaj tells Lord Nisringadev, I'm sorry, I can't go with you. I can't follow the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have something more important to do. I have the service of my Gurudev. And we told the story of Bondu, the disciple of Nandakishore Goswami, and how by his strong, firm faith in his Guru Seva, taking care of the cows, Bondu got darshan of Krishna. But when his Guru Maharaj requested Bondu to bring Krishna to the ashram, and Krishna and Bondu extended that invitation to Krishna, Krishna said, I'm sorry, but tell your Guru, he can't see me in this life. And then Bondu told him, you're not my friend anymore. Goodbye. And he left Krishna. And then Krishna said, no, actually, it's okay. I want to go. And what I didn't mention, one thing, is there's a wonderful book called Vrindavan Lilamrita, which is popular with many Vaishnavas. It's a kind of a summary of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam written in Bengali Paya, poetic Bengali, with some of his own personal thoughts. And that book was written by Nandakishore Goswami after he had darshan of Krishna by the mercy of Bondu, his disciple. So today we'd like to speak something even more confidential, most confidential thing, something we can't speak about in public. We might like to speak about it in public, but we're not able to because people just can't understand it. Everywhere, all over the world, people worship God in the temples, in the mosques, in the synagogues, in the churches, and they worship Him as being the controller, the creator, the destroyer, that personality who's omniscient. But our Gaudiya literature reveals another aspect, another side to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that He's actually controlled by the love of His devotees. It's said that the devotees are Bhagavat Bhaktiman. They're Bhagavat Bhaktiman. They're devotees of the Supreme Lord. But Krishna is Bhagavan Bhakti Bhaktiman. He's a devotee of His devotee. My Guru Maharaj once commented on this, saying that Krishna is known as Bhakti Bhaktiman. Bhakti is known as Bhagavat Bhaktiman. Krishna is always seeking an opportunity to how to serve His pure devotee. It is said that Krishna unnoticingly follows His pure devotee to take some dust of His lotus feet. In the fourth canto, chapter 31, text 22, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, he tells the Prachaita something very confidential. Shriyam anucharitam taratinascha Dvipada patim, excuse me. Shriyam anucharatim tad artinascha Dvipada patim vibudamscha yat swapurna. Nabhajati nija brittivargatantra katam amum udvisrijet puman kritagya. Kritagya means someone who's grateful. He says that the Lord, He's very, very grateful. He's so grateful to His devotees. Prabhupada translates this verse. He says, the Lord, being complete in His swarup, does not care for the sum total of all wealth, which is worshipped by those desiring all wealth, and does not care for those desiring even a little wealth, or for human kings or devatas. Rather, the Lord is dependent on His devotees. How could the devotee reject this Lord even a little? Krishna is so sweet. Krishna is so special. Krishna becomes controlled by the love of His devotees. What is it, Krishna Kuna? Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. The Lord describes Sada Muktopi Badhosmi Bhaktinisnehirajubi. That although Sada Muktopi, I am always liberated, he says, in fact, my name is Mukunda, I give liberation, Sada Muktopi, but Badhosmi Bhaktina Sneha Rajubi, I become controlled, I become tied up by the love of my devotees. That same Supreme Personality of God, who is Anadiradir Govinda, who has no other cause than Himself, who Sarvakarana Karanam, the Supreme Controller, He becomes controlled, He becomes bound up by the love of His devotees. And He becomes a devotee of His devotee. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Saartha Darshani commentary on this verse we just read from the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, he explains that just as the devotees have this sense of, we call it mamata, they feel like the Lord belongs to me. He's mine. Just as the devotees have this sense of mamata of the Lord and no one else, I only want the Lord also has this sense of possessiveness of the devotees. He's completely dependent on the devotees. The dependence on the devotee is described here. The Lord does not care for the personification of all wealth. Although He is complete in Himself, Swapurna, in His swarup, although He is complete in Himself, He's Swapurna,
he becomes dependent on his devotees. And this dependence, Vishwanath says, of the Lord on the devotee is actual. It's not just a show. But Krishna really feels that way. He has this lalya again. He feels like, I have to be maintained. And Krishna, he starts crying sometimes when he wants the milk from Mother Yashoda. Sometimes we comment that Krishna, contrary to some popular opinion, I don't mean to offend any of the brahmacharis, please forgive me, but Krishna's not a brahmachari. Krishna is a mamachari. He's dependent on his mother. And he really is dependent on his mother. He really feels that way. And this is not a shortcoming of the Lord. Rupa Goswami describes this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is not a shortcoming. Rather, this is the glory of the Lord. That he becomes controlled and bound up by the love of his devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur goes on to describe, with a desire to please the Lord, who is the object of intense natural possessiveness, prema takes shelter of the devotees. Let's think of that for a moment. With a desire to please the Lord, wanting to please the Lord, and the Lord himself is the object of intense natural possessiveness, prema takes shelter of the devotees. Because that desire to please the Lord is without motive, although the Lord is complete in his happiness, that desire to please the Lord gives great satisfaction to the Lord. Krishna gets a satisfaction just from their desire. He says, it should be concluded that the Lord's nature of being controlled by prema is intrinsic in him. This is a fundamental aspect of Krishna. A fundamental aspect of Krishna is he's always controlled by prema. And that prema accepts the devotee as its shelter. Right? And because prema accepts the devotee as its shelter, therefore the Lord is controlled by the devotee. Naranja Maharaj made a nice comment on this in one lecture. I'd like to read this. He says that what is Krishna's motive behind this whole material world? He says there must be something behind it all. The whole motive is that Krishna wants our love. That's the real purpose of this world. Krishna's greedy for love. He wants our love. And why does he want our love? Because he wants to serve us. In fact, actually, Krishna derives his greatest pleasure from serving his devotees. But this is a very, very confidential thing, as we started off by commenting. Confidential because who's qualified to hear this? Again, most people in the churches and synagogues and mosques and temples around the world, they worship God as the most powerful creator, omniscient being who creates and destroys everything. But who thinks of him as a servant of his devotees? But Krishna has that nature. And therefore, the Mundaka Upanishad describes, Tasmad atmagyam hyarchayet bhuttikama. If one worships the devotees of the Lord, by doing that worship of the devotees, all your desires will be fulfilled. Right? And we say, Vanshakopatarubhishcha kripa sindubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. We offer our obeisances to the Vaishnavas because the Vaishnavas are like kopa briksha trees. If someone worships the Vaishnavas, they can fulfill all their desires. And how is this? Vishwanath explains, we were just reading, because Krishna prem takes shelter of the devotees. And because the devotees are the shelter of Krishna prem, then Krishna becomes a servant of the devotee. Because Krishna is overcome, overwhelmed by devotion. Valadeva Vibhushan has commented on his Govinda Bhashya, commentary of Vedanta Sutra. He says, Atmagyan Bhagavat Tattvagyan Tad Bhaktam Ityartaha Bhutikamo Mokshapar Yanta Sampati Lipsur Ityartaha. If someone wants the highest benediction, they should serve the devotees of the Lord. Again, in Madhvacharya's commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he quotes from the Poshayana Shruti. Tanupasya Tanupacharasya Tebya Srinuhite Tamavantu. Worship the devotees of the Lord. Serve the devotees of the Lord. Hear from the devotees of the Lord, for they will protect you. And therefore, as we said a few days ago, Srila Prabhupada in one lecture, he said that devotees are our society. And we should love the devotees. He said, just as we love Krishna, we should also love the devotees. Now, someone may say, well, I'll reserve my love for Uttama Adhikaris. And certainly if we consider that someone is an Uttam Vaishnav, we should treat that Vaishnav in a very special way. But as we discussed 2 days ago, while contemplating the famous verse of Upadeshamrita, where Rupa Goswami says, Krishniti yashigiri tvam manasadu yeti dikshashti chetpanati bishcha bhajantamisham, that we should offer respect to anyone in our mind who is chanting Krishna's name. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta both say that such a person is a Kanishta Adhikari. And dikshashti chetpanati bishcha bhajantamisham, someone who has diksha and is engaged in worshiping the deity, he's a Madhyamadhikari. And bhajan vigyan, someone who knows, is expert in bhajan, in nindadi shunyar hidam ipsita, whose heart is free from the propensity to criticize others, iti sangalabhya. That person we want to associate with. And that person is said to be an Uttam Vaishnava. But as we discussed, you can't tell. Sometimes demons chant Hare Krishna. You can pay someone to chant Hare Krishna. Someone can put on a Brahman thread, as we discussed, and disguise himself and worship the deity. How do you know they're a Madhyamadhikari? Someone can learn a few verses, develop a little expertise in doing the arts of bhajan, and not criticize anyone for 1 or 2 days, and you might conclude, oh, they're an Uttam Vaishnava. All of these symptoms are external, and we can't tell who's a Kanishta Madhyam or Uttam. But at the same time, it's not that simplistic. At the same time, we all intuitively have persons we feel, I really feel like this person. He's really a Madhyamadhikari. This person's really an Uttam Vaishnava. But we don't know. We can't say. As I mentioned, one senior devotee once told me that none of the sannyasis are bona fide. None of them chant 16 rounds. He said, I know. I was a sannyasi before, and I wasn't chanting any mind japa at all. And I felt a little bad. And I told him at that time, I said, well, at least I know there's one Uttam Vaishnava in our society. And he said, well, who? And I said, you. Because if you have the vision to see that there's no pure devotee, if you can tell who's who, then you must be a pure devotee. And isn't it indirectly what we're trying to declare when we advertise that this person's an Uttam Vaishnava, or this person, he's not good at all. Eats prasadam in the bathroom. Very bad. Isn't that what we're indirectly trying to state? That I can see, I can tell who's a Vaishnava and who's not, and therefore I must be an Uttam Vaishnava. So, this is very, very detrimental to our bhakti. We should understand the nature of Krishna. Krishna is simple. And Krishna, he sees the service that devotees offer to him. He's Bhakta Vatsala. And he sees the sincerity that someone offers. And indirectly, Rupa Goswami is instructing us that you can't tell who's a Kanishta, who's a Madhyam, who's an Uttam. And you're a little silly if you want to run around advertising XYZ person as being one of these, in one of these categories. Because you don't know. Or maybe you're trying to tell us that you're an Uttam. Indirectly, what Rupa Goswami is instructing us is that we should respect the chanting of the holy names. Anyone who's chanting, we should respect that. Indirectly, Rupa Goswami is instructing us we should respect anyone who has diksha and is worshipping the deity. We should consider them to be a Madhyam Adhikari. But it doesn't mean they're a Madhyam Bhakta. They may be a Madhyam Adhikari. They may have some qualification by dint of their activity, but he's not saying they're necessarily situated on that platform. And anyone who doesn't criticize and is expert in bhajan, we want to associate with him, and that's an Uttam Vaishnav. We don't know, but he's indicating to us we should search out those kind of qualities. People who are expert in bhajan, who know Shastra, people who don't criticize other persons because it's such a terrible, terrible poison. By that, we become distracted from our real business. Our real business is so simple. Just do bhajan. Chant Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed the devotees, Anandika hoi jay sakrit Krishna boli, satya satya munitari udari boheli. He said, just do two things. That's all. We were speaking about this today. Just chant Krishna's name and don't criticize anyone. That's all. It's so simple. And if you do that, satya satyam, I promise, I vow, I swear, Udari Bohali, I'll deliver you. You'll get liberation. You'll get Krishna Prem. Just do those two things. But we can't do those two things. We want to declare ourselves. Maybe the devotees can move forward some. Some of the devotees come in, can have space. Please come forward. So this is the nature of bhakti, the nature of the devotee, the bhakta. He's a devotee of God. He's Bhagavat Bhaktiman, but Krishna's Bhakta Bhaktiman. The devotee is a devotee of the Lord, whereas Krishna perfectly reciprocates. He wants to be a devotee of the devotee. This is such a beautiful thing. It's such a sweet thing. Try to understand the heart of Krishna. There's a nice story in this regard. And the Nabadas, he wrote a book, Bhaktamala. There's a number of different Bhaktamalas. Not all of them we appreciate, but Nabadas's Bhaktamala was appreciated by Thakur Bhaktivinod. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur included it in a list of recommended reading for their curriculum for study in the Gaudiya Math. We read in one Sajjana Toshini. So he tells a story about one very exalted devotee whose name was Trilochan. And Trilochan, he was born in a very wealthy Vaishya family, but he didn't get any pleasure from making money. That may be very shocking to some people. Some people get so much pleasure making money. That's the whole purpose of life, to make money. But Trilochan, he didn't like that. Rather, he got pleasure from doing Vaishnav Seva. He wanted to serve all the Vaishnavas. But he felt a little sad. He thought, I'm just a grihastha. It's my wife and myself. How many Vaishnavas can we serve? If we had a servant, he thought to himself, if we had a faithful servant who was expert in Vaishnav Seva, it would be very good. Then we could serve more Vaishnavas. He thought, but what can I do? Understanding the desire of his dear devotee, Trilochan, one day, Krishna took the form of a servant and arrived at Tree Lochan's door. He was wearing a torn blanket, and that was all that he had on, and some broken shoes, and he looked very, very poor and very, very thin. And he came to the door, and Tree Lochan saw him, and he said, "Hey, where did you come from? It seems like you have no parents or no home. How is it you don't have any proper clothes or shoes? You're very, very poor." And Krishna, in the form of a servant, he said, "What you've said is true. I have no father and no mother." And Tree Lochan, he said, "Oh, I feel sorry for you." He said, "Would you like a job? I can employ you. I'm looking for a servant to help serve saintly persons." And the Lord said, "Actually, I like to serve saintly persons." And Tree Lochan said, "Do you have any expertise?" Krishna said, "Yes, my whole life I've been serving saintly persons. It's my favorite activity. I like it very, very much." He said, "But there's a problem. I can't get any employment." "Why not?" He said, "You see, I tend to eat a lot. And wherever I go, people are not willing to feed me so much." Tree Lochan said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, every day I eat about 5 or 6 kgs of rice. And a whole bunch of sabji and different things like that. And because of this, people get upset and they won't hire me." He says, "But if you're willing to take care of me and promise that you'll give me my 4 or 5 kgs of rice every day, then I can serve you." He said, "I know the principles of the 4 varnas. I carry out all my work perfectly. And I don't require help from anyone. And as far as serving the devotees goes, as I said, I've been doing that my whole life. It's not a new thing for me." He said, "My name is Antaryami. And if you want, I'll agree to become your servant." And Tree Lochan, he said, "Very good." So he called for his wife, and he told her, "My dear wife, this nice man, he's willing to become our servant to help us do Vaishnav Seva, but he has this one condition, that we feed him and we never complain how much he's eating. So you serve him, he'll serve the Vaishnavas, and you serve him. And you give him whatever he wants to eat and don't complain." His wife said, "Yes, dear." So many saintly persons were daily coming to the house of Tree Lochan. And actually serving them was an inner desire of Antaryami. This is one of the reasons why he wanted to go to Tree Lochan's house. Because if I go there, I'll get to serve all the Vaishnavas. Such a nice thing. Krishna becomes very, very happy. So he was serving them all by massaging their feet, washing their clothes, making a bed for them, bringing things to them, doing a very menial servant. And Krishna was getting so much pleasure. And this way, about 13 months pass, a little over a year. And around that time, Tree Lochan's wife was visiting one of her neighbors, and her neighbor friend asked her, said, my dear, Didi, my dear friend, how is it you look so tired and so worn out?" Tree Lochan's wife, she said, "Well, it's this servant we have. I have to cook 5 or 6 kgs of rice every day for him, and so many sabjis and different things. I'm just cooking all day long, and I'm completely exhausted from it. But don't tell anyone that I said this, because if he hears this, then maybe he'll leave." But Antaryami was the real Antaryami. And so he heard the words of that lady, and immediately, without saying anything, he left the house of Tree Lochan. And after Antaryami left, Tree Lochan became very, very upset. He chastised his wife. Why did you say like that? He was such a good servant. He was helping us. By his mercy, we were able to serve all the Vaishnavas in such a nice way. Hare Krishna Maharaj. And Trilochan, he became so disturbed that for 3 days he didn't eat or drink anything. He was so very sad and lamenting. And then suddenly after the 3rd day, there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky. And Antaryami spoke and said, "Hey, Trilochan, take your food, drink something. I'm very pleased with your service to the devotees. And that's why I rendered service to the devotees as your servant." And Krishna told him, "I'm actually your servant because I'm controlled by your love. I eternally reside in your house. And if you want, I can return and serve while staying in your house." When Trilochan heard this, he became even more disturbed. And he started crying and banging his head. "What did we do? I'm so stupid. The Supreme Personality of Godhead came to our house, and I engaged him as a servant. This is a terrible thing, I wasn't able to serve him." And so he was lamenting and lamenting and thinking about this Antaryami. And finally, he, on the order of the Lord, he ate something and drank a little water. So many, many stories are there like this. But we don't find this kind of understanding in any other tradition, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the creator of everything, renders service for his devotees. There was one devotee who was living in Kanyakubja. His name was Sri Madhav Das. And he was a devotee of the Lord. When his wife, his dear wife, left this world, Madhava Das became detached from family life. And understanding the temporary nature of the material world, when his son grew up, he gave him responsibility for taking care of the household. And Madhava Das left home. And he went to Jagannath Puri. And he was staying there in Jagannath Puri near the seashore. And Madhava Das became so completely absorbed, meditating on the beauty of Lord Jagannath, that he completely forgot all about eating and sleeping, drinking. And sometimes he would go for 3 or 4 days without eating anything, without drinking anything, because he was so absorbed in meditation on the Lord. Krishna says, "Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham." As a devotee approaches me, I reciprocate accordingly. And so Krishna became very anxious. Jagannath became anxious about the welfare of his devotee. And then one day during the Shayan Bhog, the evening offering to Lord Jagannath, when Lord Jagannath wears his Bada Shringara Vesh, his dress, the conjugal mellow for the pleasure of Radharani and the gopis, they offered him this plate, Shayan Bhog, and Jagannath took some of the items and put them off to the side, just like Kirchar Gopinath did for Madhavendra Puri. He put them on his golden plate, and in the middle of the night, he told Lakshmi Devi, "You go to Madhav, to his little cottage, and you bring him this prasad on the golden plate." So Madhav at that time, he was sitting in his cottage with his back facing the door. So when Lakshmi Devi arrived inside, he heard suddenly the sound of some ankle bells. At that time, he was meditating on the divine couple in his heart. And suddenly when Lakshmi Devi arrived, there was like a flash of lightning manifested in the cottage. But then when he looked around, he didn't see anything. And then he saw this amazing plate, this golden plate with the most amazing prasadam on it, which is so aromatic that just to smell it, you would go mad. And Madhavadas, he offered obeisances to that prasadam and circumambulated it. And he thought, this is the Lord's mercy. He honored that prasad, and he kept the plate there on the floor. The next morning, when the pandas came to the temple, they couldn't find Jagannath's golden plate. There's a number of stories like this. They couldn't find Jagannath's golden plate, so they became a little fearful and despondent, and they began searching. And finally, somehow, they came to the cottage of Bhajan Kutir of Madhavadas, and they said, hey, there's the plate. This guy is a chore. He's a thief. And the pandas, they took sticks and they beat him. And it's described that in a similar way, when Haridas Thakur was beaten in 21 marketplaces, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that beating on his back. So in a similar way, when the pandas, they began to beat Madhavadas, nothing happened to him. They couldn't figure it out. Beat him some more. They were beating him and beating him, but there was no bruises. He didn't seem hurt whatsoever. They couldn't understand until the next morning when they came to apply some chandan during their puja to the body of Lord Jagannath. And they were astonished to see on the back of Lord Jagannath all these terrible bruises and marks. And then Lord Jagannath told them that I was the one who sent that plate for my devotee Madhavadas. And it was only for that reason that he accepted that plate. There's a similar story we might tell in a moment about Bondhu Mahanti also. So the pandas, they realized their mistake and they begged forgiveness from the Lord and from Madhavadas. But very quickly, Madhavadas became a very famous person. Everyone began speaking about him. He became something of a celebrity. And he became very, very shy. Like Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri was in Ramuna, and Gopinath stole the kitta, or kitty, depending where you're at, the sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri took that sweet rice, and then he decided, better I leave now, because people are going to glorify me. And a Vaishnav doesn't want that respect. He doesn't need that respect. Sometimes I meet many devotees who are doing preaching service. It's a service we do, something we try to do. And I meet many devotees who commonly tell me, well, Prabhuji, you have to advertise yourself something. You have to make a poster, you have to impress people something with you. There may be some truth in some ways for that. If you're going to dance on the stage, Prabhupada used to say, you take off the veil. But nevertheless, it never made me feel comfortable. Because what's the necessity of that? If Krishna wants people to come, he'll send people. And if you just advertise on your own, what kind of people may come? They may not be people who are internal devotees, antaranga bhaktas, who you can come close with, and then your life becomes miserable, becomes like hell. You just have a bunch of what Bhaktivinoda Thakur called bahirmukh janas, or external people hanging around you and causing all kinds of misery in your life. It's not necessary to advertise in that way. So Madhavadas was such a great devotee. Whenever he would go to have darshan in the temple, he would completely forget about himself. Once in the middle of the winter, Madhavadas felt very, very cold at night. Sometimes in Jagannath Puri, it gets cold during the winter, the coldest season. It's hard to believe for people from Michigan, but it's true. And at that time, something amazing happened. When Madhavadas was so cold, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra began to shiver, and they were shaking. Because Madhavadas was cold, Jagannath was experiencing some cold. And so Jagannath personally took his kumbo, his blanket, and went out to his devotee and covered Madhavadas with that blanket. And when Madhava Das realized what had happened, his heart melted with love and he began to cry. On one occasion, Madhava Das drank some bad water or something. He became ill and he had loose motions. And he went to stay near the beach so that he could jump in the water easily to clean himself. But after a few days, he became so thin and so weak, he couldn't move, he couldn't go to fetch water or anything. And at that time, Jagannath came outside of the temple and went to his devotee and began cleaning all the nasty things from his body and washing his body. And Madhava Das, and he recognized him. Oh, 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 I know who you are. What are you doing? You shouldn't serve me. I'm so fallen, I'm so wretched. If you serve me, you'll lose your position as being God. Take my advice. You have a very big position. No one's going to respect you if you come and clean up after me when I'm doing all these things. And Jagannath told them, what can I do? I can't tolerate, even for a moment, the sufferings of my devotees. So in this way, Jagannath was personally serving Madhava Das. And there are many, many different examples of this. Krishna gets so much pleasure, so much happiness from serving his devotees. Krishna gets so much pleasure from this that he thinks, better, I could become a devotee. There's more happiness in being a devotee than there is in being God. The devotees get more pleasure than I get if I could just become a devotee. And so he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you might ask a question, how is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got bhakti? Did you ever think of that? Now you might think, what kind of question is that? He's a Supreme Personality of Godhead. What do you mean, how did he get bhakti? Well, he just had bhakti. But Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that something happened. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Adi Lila chapter 12, he says that the devotees, when they saw how beautiful Nimai Pandit was, every day they began to pray to Krishna for the welfare of Nimai. Hena Koro Krishna Jagannathir Nakrana Tora Rashi Mukta Hao Chari Anyaman Hare Krishna. Krishna, please, please, let the son of Jagannath Mishra, let him have devotion for you. Please give him bhakti. Let him become absorbed in you. Taro rashi matahau chari anyaman. May he reject any other thoughts. May he simply be absorbed in you. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's sarvajna, who knows everything, he said, that's a good benediction. I'll accept that. Bhakta Ashirvada Prabhu Shri Koriloi Bhakta Ashirvada Se Krishna Di Bhakti Hoi Bolo Hare Krishna. Bhakta Ashirvada Prabhu Shri Koriloi. He accepted their ashirvad, their blessing. He took it on his head because bhakti ashirvade se krishneti bhakti hoy. The only way that you can get bhakti to Krishna, as we spoke on the first day, bhakti stu bhagavad bhakti sangena parijayate, is by the mercy of the devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told the devotees, tumi shabha jaya koro, Subhananda Sandana Morachitte Hena Loi Se Bhagyavan. He said, I sincerely feel that someone who's blessed by you, he's the most fortunate person. And every day, the devotees were going and taking their bath in the Ganga. And Nimai Pandit, he started going there. And what would he do? He would offer prayers to the devotees. Toma sabba sevi lese Krishna bhakti pai Eta boli kado pai Dhari se thani bolo Hare Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the devotees, Toma Shabba Shadili Se Krishna Bhakti Pai. The only way to get devotion to bhakti to Krishna is to serve you, to do Vaishnav Seva. Eta Boli Karu Pai Dhari Shaitani. And saying that then, Nimai would grab a hold of their feet. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's Rasaraj Krishna and Madanakya Mahabhava Mayi Radha, who's described as Bhakti Naipunya, the last limit of bhakti, because he's these two things combined together, Rasaraj Krishna, supreme relisher of all rasa, and Madanakya Mahabhava Mayi Radha, he's grabbing the feet of the devotees to teach us. And not just to teach us, he really means it. That unless I do this, I can't get bhakti. I can't get devotion to Krishna. It gets worse. Ninadai vastra karo kuriya chatane Tuti vastra tuli karo dinata apane bolo. When the devotees would take baths in the water and they would come out and drop their wet gumption on the ground and put a dry cloth on, then immediately Nimai would go over and start wringing out their cloth. And he would fold it very nicely and then he would hand them their dhoti. Like he's a dhobi. Like he's a laundryman or something. He began doing very, very menial service for all the devotees. Kusha Ganga Mitika Kaharo Dina Kore Sajibahi Kona Dina Chale Karo Kare Bolo. Kusha Ganga Mitika Kaharo Dina Kore. One person, he would collect kusha grass for their puja. And he would collect clay from the Ganga for someone else. And sometimes he would collect a basket of flowers for some other person. And the Vaishnavas, when they saw this, they weren't very happy. Shakala Vaishnava Gana Hoi Hoi Kore Kikoro Kikoro Tabu Kore Vishambari Kore. Kala Vaishnava Gana, all the Vaishnavas, hoi, hoi, what are you doing? Kikoro, kikoro, what are you doing? What are you doing? But Tabu Kori Vishwambari, Vishwambari just smiled and kept doing the service for the devotees. Ehi Mata Prati Dina Prabhu Vishwambari Apana Dasira Hoi Apani Kikora. Karma sevakera prabhu nahi pore sevakera lagi nija dharma pori hare bolo. E mata prati din prabhu vishwambar, in this way apana dasera hoy apana kinkara. Lord Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became the servant of his servants. Kon karma seva kera prabhu nahi kore? What service would he not do for his devotees? Seva kera lagi nija dharma parihari. Nija Dharma Parihari. He gave up his own position of being Bhagavan for the sake of his servants. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on this verse. He says that although Lord Gaurasundar is directly the Lord of innumerable universes, the spiritual sky, the Vaikunthas, Goloka Vrindavan and Vrindavan, by personally acting as a servant of his own servants, he taught non-duplicitous persons who desire eternal benefit and the service of the Lord, he taught them that the highest ideal, the highest thing, is to serve the Vaishnavas. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Krishna koroye seva bhaktira swabhav bhakta lagi krishnira shakala anubhav bolo. Krishna koraye shiva bhaktira swabhav. The swabhav, the nature of the devotees, is to serve Krishna. Bhakta lagi Krishna shakala anubhav. And Krishna's nature is he wants to serve the devotees. He gets more pleasure serving the devotees than he does by being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So wonderful, so exalted is Vaishnav Seva. Krishna himself, he became confused. He thought to himself that although I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although I'm entitled to all the pleasure of being Bhagavan, of being God, still I don't understand the pleasure that my devotees get. I can't understand it. In this regard, there's a wonderful story from a little-known book called Baidagdavilas, written by a disciple, say, of Baladeva Jibhushan. His name was Manohar Das. He was a Siddha Mahatma who was residing at Govindakund. His place is still there. On the bank of Govindakund is a big banyan tree where he used to sit under and do his bhajan. He was a Siddha Mahatma. He was chanting 3 lakhs a day. And he began seeing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he wrote about this in a book called Baidagdavilas, all the pastimes that he saw. And the book is full of wonderful verses from our six Goswamis and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And very nice, very Siddhantic book. And in there, he describes a wonderful story about how Krishna, he became very disturbed. And one day, Krishna, he was speaking to his pranasaka, Subal, about the love of Srimati Radharani. And Krishna said, Radharani is so amazing. If I just touch her, I get great pleasure. If I can't see her, even for a moment, I become very unhappy. And then again, if I can see her, I forget about everything. He said, you know, Subal, if Radharani could be a deity, then I would always serve her in the temple. And he told Subal, Amara sevara tva ashtakala jai Nicha dukha nahi gane mora shukha chai. Amara sevaya tar ashtakala jai. All that Radharani does is she serves me constantly, day and night. And nija dukha nahi gani. She doesn't care about her own unhappiness. Mora sukha chai. All that she wants is to see me happy. Bhalo shake ama hoite kichu nahaila purusha janama ami britta jidharila. Bolo. Bolo shake. He said, hey, Subal, tell me. I haven't done anything. I'm useless. Purusha Janama Ami Britta Jedarila. This male birth that I accepted, useless. Nonsense birth. Huh? He said, Ramani Hoita Jari Sangite Rahita Manasade Kato Seva Takiya Kurita Bolo. Krishna said, Subha, if I could become a woman, it would be very good. Then, Ramani Hoite Jari, Jari means if, then Sangiti Rahita, then I could always be with her. Manasadi Kataseva Tokya Korita, then I could always serve Srimati Radharani. Bhavite Bhavite Krishna Tadakaro Bela Radha Dasi Kori Jaina Apana Janila Balo Hare Krishna. Bhavite Bhavite Krishna Tadakaro Bela. He kept thinking about this and thinking about this and thinking about this. He couldn't stop thinking about serving Srimati Radharani. And he decided, Radhadasi Kori Jaina Apana Janila. If I could become a maidservant of Radharani, it would be very, very good. So then he told Subal, Subal era pratitabi, bolina vachan, garavini dasi besha, karaho rachana. You dress me up like a garavini dasi, like a very, very poor maidservant. He said, Subal, Paramakaruna moi Radha Vinodini Avasya Divina Seva Dekiya Dukini Bolo. Paramakaruna moi Radha Vinodini. Radharani is Paramakaruna moi. She's so very, very kind. Avasya Dibina Seva Dekiya Dukini. If she sees me very, very unhappy, then certainly she'll give me the right to serve her and everything will be good. Subha said, okay, harasho. He said, I'll dress you in such a way that you can get the chance. So they took... He took Krishna to a lonely place, and Subal said, okay, first of all, peacock feather has to go, no flute, no golden-colored dhoti. And he put a very rough gray-colored sari on Krishna, and an old choli with two well-placed mangoes. Tied up Krishna's hair in a knot on his head, and put some bracelets on his wrists and some ankle bells on his feet and an artificial nose ring and some ornaments and rings on his fingers. And Manohar Das says, Etaka Baliya Krishna Dasi Vishakare Kiya Purva Shobatar Jagamano Hare Balo Hare Krishna. When Krishna dressed up like a maidservant, Jagamanuhare, his beauty was so enchanting, everyone in the universe became enchanted. At that time, Krishna, he took a cloth bundle, and he put some old torn clothes inside that bundle, a broken mirror, and some old garlands. And he tied it up. And he carried that bundle with him. And very slowly, Krishna began to walk to Javat, to the house of Jatila and Kutila, where Srimati Radharani was staying. as that beautiful Dasi, who no one had seen before, was walking on that road coming from Nandagaon to Javaj, everyone who saw it, they became completely astonished. Oh, so beautiful. And they wanted to talk to her, but that Dasi wouldn't talk to anyone and very cleverly avoided them and then reached Javaj. And when Krishna, dressed up as that poor maidservant, arrived there in Javaj, the gopis of Javaj, Radharani Sakhi, saw her and said, "Where are you from? We haven't seen you before. Where are you going?" And that maidservant didn't say anything. She just kept walking. And the gopis started following her. And then finally, in the voice of a woman, Krishna said, "I belong to Mathura. And I'm going to the house of Radha. Can you tell me where I can find her house? I'm a foreigner. I don't know anything. I'm a Bideshi. I want to meet her." And so, meanwhile, inside of the house, Radharani could hear the voice outside, someone speaking something. And Radha, she asked her Sakhi, "Who is it outside who's saying so sweetly my names? With so much love, who's calling me?" And the Sakhi said, "There's some black woman here, dark complexion woman, from a distant place." And Srimati Radharani said, "Bring her here." And so the Sakhis, they brought Krishna there before Radharani, was sitting with the Sakhis. But when Krishna came dressed as a Dasi maidservant, he acted like he'd never seen Radharani before. And he came in, he was looking around all the different gopis. He said, "Which one is Radha?" And the Sakhi said, "Oh, right over here, this one." And then Krishna came and he bowed down before Srimati Radharani. When Radharani saw the beauty of that maidservant, she said, "You come sit next to me on the chair." But Krishna didn't say anything. He just sat down on the ground. And he looked very, very sad. And Srimati Radharani said, "My dear girl, what's wrong with you? What's your name? Where do you live? What's your caste? Why have you come here? Why are you roaming around alone? Don't you have a husband or someone? You're very young. You're very beautiful." And finally, that poor maidservant, who was actually Krishna, replied and said, "I've been alone for a long time. And I roam around like this. I'm a Vaishya. I live in Mathura, and my name is Ramika. I live with my parents. I'm very poor. I have no one to maintain me. But I heard about your glory, so I've come here to be your maidservant." And Krishna told her, "Iha pada kala hita monite janimu tumara charana ami sharana loyimu bolo." Hare Krishna. "For a long time," he told Radharani, "I've been thinking of you. Tomara charana amishana loyman. Now I've come here to take shelter of your lotus feet for the rest of my life. Please keep me here as your maidservant and I'll serve you for the rest of my life. I've heard that you're very merciful." They say, "Parama karuna moi Radha. You're the most merciful. And you fulfill everyone's desires. Please, be merciful to me." When Srimati Radharani heard the very humble and sweet words of Ramika, her heart melted. And she said, "Don't worry. It's okay. Don't cry. We'll accept you." Now tell me, what do you want in exchange? What kind of salary do you want? And Ramika said, No. She said, I don't want anything. I only want to serve you. And Radharani said, okay, what kind of services do you know how to do? And Ramika said, any service you require. Now that's not a small thing to say to Srimati Radharani. The gopis are expert in all the different arts. And for someone just to come and say, I can do any service for you, that's not a small comment. And Radharani, she said, how? How do you know all types of services? And Ramika said, I only want your mercy. That's all that I want. Seeing the humility of Ramika, Srimati Radharani was very pleased. And she said, you take this poor woman and you keep her with you? I feel sorry for her. Her complexion is very black, but she's very beautiful. And just see, Sakhi, Radharani began talking about Ramika. Just see how expressive her eyes are. And her eyes, they remind me of my Shama Sundar's eyes. And her lips are very red, like ripe pomegranate fruits. Her lips are like my Pranavallabha Krishna's. And just see her beautiful legs and very small waist, getting a maidservant who reminds me so much of my Krishna, makes me very, very happy. And so in this way, Krishna fulfilled his desire to become the servant of Srimati Radharani. No one was there to train him. There was no bhakta program. There was no employee training program, anything like that. But immediately, Ramika was very expert in all types of services. And whatever he was expected to do without anyone saying it, very quickly and very expertly he would do it. But he was always very careful not to touch Srimati Radharani or let her touch him, because he knows that if she touches me or I touch her, then she's going to know who I am. Ramika would prepare Radharani's bed. She would take a very celestial bed sheet and make fantastic decorations on that bed sheet with different flowers, would make different pictures of different leelas and different things. And then he would take some very wonderful fragrance sheet and spray it over the bed. And then she would take some golden slippers for Radha and put them next to the bed. And when Radharani would come and lie down, then Ramika would very gently and nicely fan her. No need for AC. All the sakis were so charmed to see this. No one had ever seen anyone who could serve Srimati Radharani in such a wonderful way as Ramika was. They all became astonished. And Radharani, she asked her sakis, how is it possible that such a poor woman as this can know how to make decorations like this? When Krishna heard the words of Radharani, he became a little nervous. And he said, when I was in Mathura, I used to render service to one of Kamsa's queens. And by associating with her, I learned some different things. When Srimati Radharani would get up from her rest, then Ramika would arrange a seat for her, and he would bring scented water for Radharani to rinse her mouth. And he would pour water on her hands and then very carefully wipe her face with a very, very soft towel, but very careful not to touch her. And Srimati Radharani was so pleased with Ramika's service. Ramika would then arrange for Radharani's afternoon tiffin. She prepared some very nice sweet fruits and different sweets. And what he would do, he would take those fruits and cut them in a very artistic way So the fruits look like swans and lotus flowers and trees and so many different things. And arrange the fruits also like this. And he would offer that to Srimati Radharani, along with a golden jug with scented water. And he would make a celestial seat and call Srimati to come and sit there. And Srimati Radharani would come with all of her sakis and sit down. And Ramika served all of them so nicely. They were all very satisfied with Ramika. And then Ramika would offer some very nice water to wash her mouth and scented betel nut. Huh? And one day, Srimati Radharani was sitting on her throne, surrounded by her sakis, and she began to speak about the service of Ramika. She said, "Sakis, where has this maidservant come from? She's impressed me so much with her service. She smiles and speaks very softly. Her looks, her gentle looks, steal my mind away. She's so humble. What can I say? Previously, all I could think about was Krishna. But now all I can think about is Ramika." "She's always serving me with so much care and affection. She never thinks of herself." And Radharani said, "You know, Sakis, it's not good. Someone who serves with so much love in such a selfless way, they shouldn't have any needs. They shouldn't wear such an old, rotten cloth like this. Sakis," she told, "go bring my big box, my jewelry box, and bring that chest of fine saris and cloth." And they brought them to Radharani. Then Radharani said, "Ramika, come, come. We want to give you some gift. We have a very beautiful sari for you instead of that old rotten cloth. They said, "Here, see? We have a very nice sari. You put this on." And Ramika became very shy. Ramika said, "It's okay. I like my old cloth. I don't need anything more. And anyway, I have so many dresses here in my bundle. It's okay. I don't need anything else. I got all these at the time for my marriage." Radharani said, "Open your bundle up. Let me see." And then Radharani just snatched it away from Ramika and opened it up. And she pulled out this old torn sari. It was full of holes. And Radharani threw it away. He said, "What is this? Silly girl, you take these dresses and these ornaments and you put them on." Ramika didn't do anything. She just hung her head down and looked very, very shy. Radharani just shook her head. She said, "This is the nature of poor people. They feel very shy. Girls, grab her. You dress her." And so two of the sakis came and they each grabbed a hold of Ramika to take off her old cloth, put on some new cloth. And they were very surprised at how strong Ramika was. They were trying, and we should do a drama. You could play Ramika. It would be good. So they were trying to take off her blouse and things. And Ranga Devi and Sudevi, they said, "Radhe, we can't take off her blouse." And finally, Srimati Radharani, she said, "Get out of the way. You girls, you're so weak. You don't even know how to take care of some." And then Srimati Radharani went to grab. And then Rashika Shekhar Krishna, Ramika, began her pastime of crying. And Srimati Radharani, she said, "This poor people are like this. They're so foolish. We want to give her a nice cloth. She has this old rotten sari. She doesn't want to accept this." Hey! And she grabbed the choli of Ramika and she forcibly ripped it off. And two mangoes fell down on the ground. Everyone was stunned. for just a moment, and then all the gopis began laughing for such a long, and Ramika became very, very shy. She picked up the mangoes and put them down. And Srimati Radharani, she shook her head and said, Rai bole bhala bhala rasika nagara kito make shikaila e vyabhara bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimati Radhi said, Radhani said, very good, very good. Oh, Rashika Nagara. Huh? Who taught you how to behave like this? Janme janme dasi ami tava shri charani Tumi dasi halo nata kishira karani Bolo Hare Krishna. After birth, Janme Janme Dasi Ami Tava Shri Charani. Birth after birth, I'm your maid servant. I serve your lotus feet. But Tumi Dasi Haonata, now you're becoming my maid servant. What are you doing? Pade Dari Paduka Nata Parile Charani Smariya Tomada Karya Lajapaya Jane Bolo. Srimati Radharani was very, very upset. She said, you held my feet to put on my shoes. When I think of this, I'm very, very ashamed. Sit down. Srimati Radharani told Krishna, and Krishna very obediently, meekly sat down. And then Srimati Radharani began to serve Krishna. She put him on a wonderful throne, and she began to bathe him with pure water. And then she dressed him with his pitambar dhoti and a peacock feather, and she gave him a flute and decorated his hair with flowers and drew designs on her face. And then Radharani brought many nice things for Krishna to eat. And then Srimati Radharani, like a lightning bolt, sat down on the left side of the Krishna cloud. And in this way, Krishna, he tried to serve Srimati Radharani as her maidservant. Iha para sukha para marta nahi a sarva purushartera e koine adhavara. Being submissive to her love, Govinda serves Srimati Radharani as her maidservant. Shri Govinda Shri Radhara Hoye Prema Dina Dasi Hoye Shri Radhake Korina Sevana Bolo. So there's no happiness, no higher goal than this, to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, to serve in this way. So to do Vaishnava Seva is such a wonderful, wonderful, happy thing that Krishna himself, he becomes a devotee. And sometimes Krishna, he carries the cowherd boys on his shoulders. Sometimes Krishna, he carries different articles for Nanda Maharaj. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj says, Kanu, bring me my shoes. And little Krishna takes Nanda Maharaj's shoes and puts them on his head and brings them to him. Because Krishna gets so much pleasure being a devotee. He gets so much pleasure being a devotee that Krishna has come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is what this story is indicating. that Krishna wanted to come as Ramika. He wanted to become the maidservant to Srimati Radharani. And that maidservant to Srimati Radharani means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Japiha Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori, Jakwane Jahari Kori, Drishti Adhikari. And the amazing thing Vrindavan Das Thakur says is that even right now, right here in this room, Gauralila is going on right now. And for those persons who want to render service to the servants of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get the opportunity to become maidservants of Srimati Radharani. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Vaishnava Seva is the greatest thing. It's the most wonderful thing. We should understand something about it.
Krishna, 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 Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Bolo Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone all together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Prem Buddha Shotam Sachinandana Goda Hari Ki Shiva Prabhupada Ki Go Prema Nande Vansha Kalpa Dribhishcha Pipa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo.
I wonder if there's any reflections just for a moment. Anyone? What did you?
Some people, this story about the Madhava Das. I read the story before, and there's one very amazing point in the story. You did mention it. Answers our question why sometimes, the Lord comes to serve us, his disciples. Still, we ask him for something. Some people just pray, believe for health or others, but he's not doing it. It looks like he's not doing it. And maybe you want to tell us the end of the story, or the end.
There's a lot more of the story, there's a lot more of the story about Madhava Das in Bhakta Mala, but I'm not sure what point you're making.
No, I read it in this book about Jagannath's Leela. I can get it, because it's really, it's nice, because the Madhava Das asked, oh my Lord, why did you do this? This means you're and Jagannath answered, replied, so yes, because I like to serve my devotees. And then certain by curing me, as well from what Jagannath said, yeah, I could have done, but I'm longing so much to see you return back home. And there was some karma left, and it had to be burned. And therefore, I had to allow you, I arranged for your disease. But in the same way, I couldn't see you suffering too much, and then I came to give you some relief. And for me, it was like, wow, no need to complain about whatever happens to me, because there's some mercy behind.
Yeah,
that's the same.
It's the same story in Bhakti Mala. I just skipped that.
We don't know how much relief he was giving us for it. And this was mind blowing for me.
Very good, thank you. Anybody else in Prabhuji?
Thank you so much for this wonderful class. One point that came out very clearly to me was in Madhuri Kadambini, it is said that Bhakti is independent. To an extent that, you know, it also.
Can everybody hear what he's saying?
No.
So he's saying that in Madhuri Kadambani, it's stated that Bhakti is Swarat, Bhakti is independent.
Krishna
also can't give Bhakti. Right.
So when you narrated the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like getting blessings from the devotees and actually pleading for it,
yes.
The point became very clear. So faithfully.
So he was appreciating hearing this, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to prove this point, how Bhakti Stu Bhagavad Bhakti Sangena Pari Jayate, that Bhakti comes to the devotees. This is Krishna's method of giving Bhakti. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted the Ashirvad, the blessing of the devotees. I also like that very much. Thank you, Prabhu. Anything else from anybody? Okay, Krishna Kun, you wanted to say, you have some comment or something?
I have something.
You want the microphone?
I want the microphone.
Okay. Wow, it's heavy.
Okay, I guess it works this way. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for coming. If anybody else wants some of the books of Gopaji Publications, Pradyumna is there with them, and you can also sign up for our Krishna Katamita Bindu free email magazine. And I wanted to have this microphone because I would like to thank Ananda Manjari, who took the trouble, a huge trouble. You have no idea how much the Indian factor counts when you are in Mayapur, even though you are in the Dham. So we would like to thank Ananda Manjari for taking this huge trouble to organize this program, and thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Many thanks to everybody. If you come to Jagannath Puri, please come and chant with us. We have a program we started there called the Jagannath Puri Harinam Seva Sangha. While we're there, when we're not traveling, but we try to go out for Harinam every day. It's the best place in the world to do Harinam. So please come.
Come and join us.
Sorry?
Whenever we're there.
We go out every day while we're there. We'll be back there, and
we're going back on the 18th, and then
17th. 18th. Pancha kalpa dhrubhishcha kripa sindhubhiva cha paritha nama pavana vibhishcha. Anna? Who's Anna?
About your contact?
Who's Anna?
Are you okay?
It's funny.
You actually
asked the same question.
Yeah.
Okay. Anna!
Okay.
But you recorded the talks?
Yeah, I recorded the Russian translation and Anuradha Priya English, and I will use it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you maybe take his email address? when you upload those lectures, I guess on this kind of very true something.
Yes, I should give it.
Can you give it to him?
Okay.